All About Women at the Sydney Opera House celebrates extraordinary thinkers, writers and artists and poses vital questions about gender, equality and justice. This year marks their 11th year running and honours the women and girls who fight to be heard, from protesters in Iran to pro-choicers in the US. It explores friendship, family and romance in a lively and inclusive programme. It features a lineup of international and local speeches on stage at the iconic Opera House, with talks running from the 11th to 13th March. Joining me to discuss it further is Chip Rowley, the head of the Sydney Opera House Talks and Ideas team. We also have the pleasure of speaking with Jamila Rizvi, the Deputy Managing Director of Future Women and co-curator of the festival. Good morning to you both.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you so much for getting up early to have a chat with us here on 2SER Breakfast. Now, Chip, All About Women has been running for 11 years now. There's a theme every year. What's the sort of broader theme for this year's festival?
Well, I think you kind of nailed it. This year we went for a big variety of topics and ideas, but I think in terms of the meaty issues, it is this idea of what one of our sessions refers to as the war on women. This is sadly something that connects every single society on the planet. There is no place on earth that escapes the attacks on women. It plays out differently in different cultures, and we'll be looking at that in our event, The War on Women. But we're looking at that sort of fight that has been building up, I think, particularly in this latest stage in the last 5 or 6 years here in Australia and in the West, but then also looking at Pakistan, looking at Afghanistan, looking at Egypt, looking at countries across the world to see, I guess, some of the commonalities that women have in that struggle. So we'll be celebrating some of the victories, but also looking at where the next battle is.
And you came on board as the head of talks and ideas in 2021. What's the sort of planning process for putting together such a mammoth event of talks like this one?
Calling every friend I know and asking them. And I guess, you know, for me, I was in New York 5 years before I came back for this job. And I think one of the key things is just like tapping into one of the things we've done this year is we have three co-curators, one of whom is Jamila, who's with us this morning. But we also have Jane Caro and Amy Tunig. And I think that's the key to this thing is that it gives us, you know, using co-curators gives us the ability to tap into different kinds of conversations. The kind of conversations that Jamila's having with her friends and her colleagues is very different from the one that Jane is having and from the ones that Amy is having. And so we've ended up with this incredible diversity of ideas and topics. And I think, you know, the proof is in the sales. We've got 15 events that are sold out, and some of them have been sold out for weeks. So there's actually, you know, I need to tell your listeners, very few events. If they want to get part of this, there are some key events that they can tap into because we bumped them up into larger venues. And that is that one I mentioned, the War on Women. There's one called Actually Autistic, which has Grace Tame and Chloe Hayden from Heartbreak High. And that's looking at what it's like to live with autism. And then there's another one called Matriarchies and Movements, which includes Tila Reid and Jackie Huggins and others, talking about how the key ideas of feminism play out differently through a Indigenous lens. So lots of still great opportunities there, but if you've got any sense of FOMO, you better book one of those events I just mentioned. Otherwise, there's going to be no place.
Jamila, the co-curation with Amy and Jane there, this is sort of something that would be second nature to you because you've got the background of advocating for gender equality in Australia.
Oh, that's very kind. I certainly have been working in this space for a really long time, but I've never done the curation part of a festival like this before. I've always been the one that's been asked to come and be part of a panel or host a panel that's been decided by somebody else like Chip. And it was so exciting and almost overwhelming, I think, to start thinking about starting to put conversations together that people would be interested in. As Chip knows all too well, I got really overexcited and sent him about 1,000 ideas.
That was great.
I learned very quickly that the skill that Chip has is the curation factor and the cutting down of all of the fat that I sent him.
Yeah. But are you enjoying being on the other side of things, instead of not just being the featured speaker, but the person trying to find featured speakers?
I think I've definitely had that experience that a lot of people do when they step into a different role in an industry they've been in for a while, where you discover how impressive the people are that do the job that you don't usually do are, yeah. And you realize that it's harder than you thought it was. Surprise, surprise. But I've really enjoyed it. It's been a really fun process. Throwing ideas around with Chip regularly has been really exciting. And what better brief than to say, what are Australian women talking about and thinking about, but what are the ideas and what are the concepts that aren't necessarily being explored on screen, on radio, on air, on television and the like? What are the conversations we want to have, but we haven't necessarily been given the space to have them yet? Like, it's a great brief.
Indeed. And, of course, you haven't completely said goodbye to featuring as a presenter at these events, because you're also taking part in one called Goodbye Girl Boss.
Shameless, isn't it? Just put myself in, so I can still be part of it.
Yeah,
that is one of the events that has been hugely popular and sold out very quickly. I'm going to be on stage with some incredible women. I'll be there with Jan Fran and also with Flex Mami. And we're going to be unpacking some of the generational differences that women have in the workplace, particularly looking at the changes between the way millennial women and the way Gen Z women approach the workplace, and whether or not we can say goodbye to the leaning in girl boss hustle culture business.
That's a hell of a combination, Jamila, you and Flex Mami and Jan Fran.
Yeah, we're going to blow up the Opera House. It's going to be great.
I don't know if you knew about that happening, Chip, but I imagine that'll be one that everyone's excited to see. So obviously a lot of it has sold out, but there's still a few things available that people go and still sign up for. Where's the best place to go to for further information and tickets for what's remaining?
SydneyOperaHouse.com. On the homepage, you'll see an All About Women tile. Click on that and click through to the events. I should say that keep checking, even if an event that you really, really want to go to is sold out right now, right near the end, the day before and the day of, we release some tickets. So you can get really lucky if you come on the day, if you haven't been able to book in advance.
Absolutely.
So,
wonderful.
Yeah.
Good on you, Sydney, for supporting All About Women. This is just really, it's really great to hear that there's so much interest and patronage for people who want to get involved with this. Jamila and Chip, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you, Danny.
Thank you.